If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad.
Good morning, Vietnam. Fuck you, Dad is back.
We're back. It's been a crazy week.
It sure has.
UFOs are real, apparently. That was pretty insane.
Yeah. Oh, UFOs are they real?
And then here's the bigger news. Nobody gives a shit. Absolutely nobody. The world is so crazy right now, the government just straight up was like, "Hey, aliens are real." And they're like, "Unless they're hiring, we don't give a fuck." They're like, "Hey, unless you have fucking quality healthcare aboard those ships, you can straight up fuck off, dude." Unless they, like...
I'll clean a probe for healthcare, to be honest. I'll right. I'll fucking clean a probe.
I found other UFOs, I'm like, sweet, so you found UFOs, but you can't find, like, a million more coronavirus tests? Is that what you're telling me?
What a weird time we live in. The government gave me $1,200 and told me UFOs are real.
That's like all the wishes you've ever wanted. Nick?
See, unfortunately...
That's all you've ever wanted is some sweet welfare money... Actually. And the knowledge that you are right about aliens.
Weed is legal. Aliens are right. Here's $1,200. It's like some... It's like, what did we do? Did you, like... I feel like you did something. Like, the government...
I did. You think that I did so? I fucked up so bad that I literally ruined the planet? Is that what you're saying? You're saying...
Yeah, Kenyon fucked up somehow. He did something.
I imagine there's a guy who fucked up cooking. Like, he knew... Like, she was like, "Oh, my, like, you're gonna make something tonight, right? Because it's my birthday." He's like, "Fuck." And he, like, completely forgot about it. He wanders around a Chinese supermarket. He finds bat. He's like, "I'm sure I could do something with this." He fucks up cooking it. Here we go. Coronavirus, you know?
I'm sure it was just some pressured husband who was like, I fucked up again. I can't do this.
She loves bat for some reason. I know it's fucking crazy. She's crazy. She's crazy. She likes bats because she's a nightmare of my life. She loves winged demons like her.
Wanting to get laid started the humans, and it's going to end the humans. I feel like that would be full circle. Just some dude trying to get laid, trying to make a nice bat. Nice roast bat.
I think that's exactly what happened, dude.
I don't know, man. I wish I could be happy about the UFOs. But you know what that UFO was, Kenyon? Do you want the real truth?
What's the real truth?
That UFO was operated by the CIA, and they want us to believe that there's aliens.
I actually think that. I think that they want us to believe there's aliens because the truth is so much scarier than aliens. Like, I think if you went into Area 51 and you're like, "Show us the aliens," they'd be like, "Aliens? We're just experimenting on homeless people. What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
No fucking aliens. You're like, "No, we're just testing chemical weapons on welfare recipients. There's no aliens." No.
Yeah,
we're just trying to overthrow governments. You fucking weirdo. No. It's just anyone who doesn't agree with our status quo. We just bomb them to death. We bomb them until they're dead.
By aliens, you mean these ghost people that vote in our elections that we rig? Yeah, there's a ton of aliens.
Then it's like, if that's what you mean. If by aliens you mean we've captured undocumented people and we're testing chemical weapons on them, then yeah, there's plenty of aliens. I think that's what it. I think the aliens are almost like a lighthearted conspiracy theory, because all the conspiracy theories are pretty dark. They're like 9/11's an inside job. They killed JFK. There's a cabal of pedophiles controlling the world. And what sucks about those conspiracy theories is they're probably mostly right. Right? But aliens, it's just fun. You can write a Disney movie. There are literal Disney movies about, like, the government trying to catch an alien. And, like, what if there was aliens? And they'd be like, "Oh, look at you, you wacky guy." Like, that would be kind of fun, you know?
Right.
But other conspiracy theories are like, they killed Jeffrey Epstein. You're like, there's no fun there. Like, that's hard.
Don't you think they want you to think, you know, that aliens are, like, out of this world, kooky? What a crazy idea. Because they run everything.
Yeah, I think you've been lost in the YouTube. I think you're sounding a lot like my dad. As soon as someone keeps saying, "Don't you think they?" You keep saying "they" a lot. There is no "they," right? As soon as you invoke the "they" a lot, that's when I know, like, oh, you've lost your mind.
Everyone always gets
me with that. "Well, this is what they want to do," and I'm like, "They don't care about you. You are a fuck. Like, whenever my dad would always, like, because his main delusion is the government was after him, right? And it was always, like, a funny thought to me. Like, in the White House, in his brain, there's a briefing, and they're like, listen, we don't have to worry about ISIS or North Korea. The biggest threat is a guy named Dave who works at Kroger, okay? He's been watching a lot of YouTube videos, and he's on to us, all right? He is literally one documentary away from cracking this whole thing open. So we're going to need to follow him, you know?
He tried to move to Canada. We stopped it. He couldn't make it. We made sure he stayed in this country.
He knew that there was no... He knew that if he drove to Canada, he would realize the earth is flat and we were fucked. So he was on to us.
I always thought that was funny, too. All those people who are like, they're watching me. They're always watching me. And it's like they have that case filed. And they're like, this is Joe Schmo. He masturbates 3 times a day. Get on it.
Yeah, it's like, dude, people in your own life aren't that involved about with what you're doing. You think the federal government care? The problem will take care of itself. You'll destroy yourself eventually. The CIA doesn't need to intervene to ruin your life.
Yeah, no. That's why I think I love conspiracy theories, is because, like, I don't want it to be my fault. I don't just want to be like, I don't work that hard and I suck. I'm like, no, their plan, and they don't let me do any, they don't let me succeed at comedy, okay? It's all in their plan.
It's a conspiracy. That'd be so great if someone had, like, a bunch of strings all up against the wall, and you tied it to, like, the Jews somehow for why you didn't succeed in comedy. It was, like, a grand conspiracy.
I mean, that's all it is people just trying to not... I just don't... You know what I mean? I don't want to be responsible for that. It's all them.
Right. Right. I mean, it's just... Here's the thing. A lot of us, we're in the dark about most things, and we don't know what's going on. So somebody will show us something, and we're like, that might be it. And then we're like, and then you can kind of be, you've seen, like, the inner door of truth, so you could pretend to be, like, cooler than other people. You know, because you're like, you have, like, that, and also, it's like a religion. It makes the world easier. Even if you believe the world is run by satanic pedophiles, which it probably is, then you're like, you know, you're kind of like, oh, you're like, oh, at least somebody's running the world. You know what I mean? You're like, oh, there's some plan. There's some order, but it's hard to believe.
Not chaos.
Oh, it's all just utter chaos. You're like, no, it's all chaos. Life is a world of cruel, chaotic indifference. You believe that, and you're like, oh, that's scary. And you're like, where are the pedophiles running everything? You're like, you'd be praying for pedophiles running everything. You know,
somebody's got to have files, okay?
Somebody's got to have a plan. Somebody's got to have a
pedophile
plan.
Pedophile or not, I don't care. Somebody have something written down.
But the crisis right now shows, like, our government barely has a plan. They're just like, I don't know, give them $1,200, stay inside for a while. Fuck. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't know either. Yeah. I was playing
golf. Wash your hands. I was talking to a coworker of mine, and in Boston, apparently, in some cities in Boston, if you're in public without a mask, $300 ticket.
Damn. That is brutal.
$300 ticket.
I would wear a biohazard suit everywhere. I would dress like a fucking, like an extreme Muslim chick. I would just have the whole thing covered.
I would just start selling masks, $50 a pop.
That's actually genius. Yeah, right before you're like, buddy, that's $300. This mask right here, it's gonna cost you $10. So that's a fucking, I'm saving you money.
It's fucking wild.
That it's also crazy how quickly things normalize. Like a month ago, you're like, what? What the fuck's going on? And now it's just like, you're going to the store, take your mask, Squeety. And you're like, it's just so weird. Like, it's only a while till people have, like, bejeweled, customized masks. You can have, like, an attachment where you can, like, smoke your jewel pod through your mask, you know?
I'm waiting for the eye mask.
Oh.
We're like, we'll have, like, earbuds.
Truly hell. Once you see the eye mask is when you're like, oh, we're in a dystopian hell that I can't even believe. They're like, oh, sweet, you could check fate. You could check Instagram and TikTok on the mask. You're like, yeah, you just click the mask. It actually registers how many coronavirus, like, fucking viral things have gotten into your mouth already. And you're like, oh, sweet.
Oh, cool. You can download these things that send mist up your nose to activate different sensories in your brain.
Yeah, the eye mask. You know,
dude, and I'm watching Bill Gates on everything talking about coronavirus, and I think he's like, I always think he's one day away from just being like, the cure to coronavirus is actually you just insert a Microsoft microchip into your brain, and that will keep all the coronavirus away,
right?
And all your
but
thoughts
the thing
will
is,
be
they've
better.
Already won. I think that's the problem we all have to accept. It's like, Bill Gates is what? Bill Gates is a bill. They've all won. It's like, right now, we're using, like, the iPad I'm calling you with. All my info's on here. They know. They want to be like, yeah, Kenyon Adam Chick. They know. They're like, Kenyon, he's into weird. First off, everyone's file is probably 80% porn. Because that's what I do on the internet. Yeah. So everyone's file is just like, oh, this guy watches a lot of weird porn. He likes Andrew Schultz. And that's kind of it. That's kind of what we got on him. You know, and that's... He's got a couple podcasts.
This guy watches Joe Rogan clips but can't commit to whole episodes.
Oh, whole episode? Because it's 3 hours long. I don't want to have 3 hours long. My brain will melt. See, 3 hours of that guy pretending to have a thought.
There's a reason this podcast is half an hour, okay?
That's what we do. Smart. We know what the people want. We know what they want. In and out, baby. Efficiency. Fucking bang it out.
I went to Home Depot this week, and the lines, dude, it was like waiting at a line for Six Flags. It was just
really?
Fucking, yeah.
Is everyone trying to build a bunker? Yeah. What's everyone doing? Everyone at Home Depot is like, so what's your best bunker material? What's like, theoretically, if someone wanted to build a bunker to stop from, you know, what's coming?
No, believe it or not, we're not at there. Everyone was buying, like, fancy neon lights and paint. Everyone's just trying to, like, pimp their house out right now. They haven't gotten to bunker stage.
Oh, that's so dumb.
But that's
the best
part.
No one's even on the doomsday thing. Everyone's just like, I want to paint up my house. Like, for who? Who's coming? No one's coming over. Build the bunker. I think the doomsday preppers must be just having the time of their life.
God.
If I was a doomsday prepper, I would call everyone I know hysterically laughing and be like, who's crazy now? Just who's crazy now? Fucking Dave, he's blowing his whole 401k in the doomsday prep. I want you to know one thing. You have no room in my bunker. You have no room. I have all the masks. I was prepared for day one.
They should just have a prepper flag, and it's just a white flag with black letters that said, I told you so. And yeah. Let's just fucking raise that above their bunker.
Because they had the TV show. They always just seem super dumb. But now I'm like, man, they got some point. Now they have everything they need. Now it's like everything. Now everyone's like, you know, ordering their groceries over Instacart terrified. And these people are like, no, we got it. I got shot off shotguns and everything at the house. Yeah. I don't need to leave.
People called me a loser for starting to pickle my own pickles. But, you know, fuck you guys. I mean, the prepping and the Home Depot shit, I feel like that's the best part of going to Home Depot is because we got to judge all of the other purchases of what people are doing to their house. Because we saw like all this, people were buying like palm trees and fucking...
People were buying palm trees?
String lights and hammocks.
People are out here dying, you're buying palm trees? You're like, this would be great. I really want to... No. It will look so fun in my Zoom meeting to have palm trees in the
exactly,
background. And we're all gonna like play the Pina Colada song and have Hawaiian shirts on. It's going to be very cute.
Yeah. And we're like... I mean, we bought, you know... We're not better. We bought shelves and we painted the
bathroom. Shelves. You can use shelves. Shelves are good.
Yeah, you know, do a little home improvement. We sit in here all day, so.
No, the thing about the house is, you better really like your house. You better really, and your roommates. Because if you didn't like your roommates before, it's like, those are the people you will see the most, right? You're like in solitary confinement, essentially, so.
I can't imagine that. I talked to my parents, and they are going Lou P. Because they are straight up quarantined together. So
your parents, has their marriage only stayed together because they don't talk to each other that much? They don't have to spend that much time together?
I mean, let's say this. We had a Zoom meeting with my parents, and they had a different camera because they were in different parts of the house.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, that is hilarious.
And my dad is
dying. So your dad is sitting in, I imagine he has a cellar or some sort of study.
he has a den. And he's got like the dual monitors, and he needs to gamble on something.
Wait, so your dad's gambling online right now?
Oh yeah, he gambles on.
Is your dad gambling on the death tolls? He's like, get me 75,000 by Wednesday.
That's the only thing left is to gamble on how many caseloads in the world there are.
Right.
And he bets on Bolivian soccer and Australian dog racing.
Jesus Christ. No. He's betting on things I didn't even know were sports.
Exactly.
You know, he's like, they race alpacas in the desert. And you're like, what?
He's going to start gathering the neighborhood children and just doing races down the street just to bet on something.
Timmy, I believe in you. You can do this. I got my
mortgage riding on. 5 points on Tim. Go on, Tim.
I got your mortgage riding on you, and let me on. And I have your dog in my backyard. So there's a lot riding on this race.
My buddy actually commented a funny Charlie story that I didn't even know existed. So this is one of my friends growing up. He was at my house one day, and we were watching a baseball game on TV. And the pitcher that was pitching, his name was Brad Radke. And my dad was like, oh, fuck off, Brad Radke, you shit. And my mom was like, oh, Charlie, Jake, Nick's friend, is a big fan of Brad Radke. And my dad turned and looked at him and goes, well, that's his bloody problem. And my friend, like I didn't even know that happened, but that burned into his brain that he remembered.
Yeah, I saw him. He posted that on Instagram where he was just, how old was your friend?
I mean, we must have been like 12, 13.
And your dad
14.
Was like, well, that's your burden to bear, you piece of shit.
You like a bloody awful pitcher.
Your dad's a cartoon character. He's not even a real person.
No, he is legitimately a Bond villain. Like, he would...
Wait, so what was this... What was the Zoom meeting with the parents in separate rooms like?
I mean, it was like, you know when they cut to somebody, like, on the scene, on the news? It felt like my parents cut... They're like, and now Nick with a life update. And I was like, hey, still not really doing anything.
You're like, hey, still very much objectively a loser. Yep. All right? Don't have anything going at the podcast. We've increased the downloads. Things are going well there. I am still pursuing a creative endeavor that does seem doomed from the start. That is still happening.
My dad asked my least favorite question.
What?
I don't know what your least favorite... My least favorite question to get from my dad is, what's the plan?
Plan is also... It's like, it's very straightforward. Like, it shouldn't feel that... But it always is. It's very a little aggressive, right?
Yeah, you're like,
it's also
I don't
like,
know.
What's the plan for anybody? The economy's in shambles. There's a pandemic. You're like, the plan? Live.
The plan?
That is my plan. The plan is survive.
My plan, honestly, tonight was rice, peppers, a little bit of steak. That was the plan. I don't
know. Yeah,
it's
a little
know.
Hard. What's the plan? Because it's like hard for you to be like, I'm starting a new company. I started a startup in the middle of this time, actually, because I realized... I cured coronavirus. I'm getting a patent for it. So that's the plan.
No, my dad actually...
What the fuck's your dad's plan? You know, what's any of them?
Yeah. I just
throw it right
said
back
that.
At him. What's your plan?
Gambling on Australian dogs. That's his fucking plan. He hit me with this because I was like, what's my plan? Like, I don't know, like, there's a global pandemic. I don't know, I'm putting on everything on hold. I'm just doing my job. And he was like, oh, right, because before the pandemic, you were going to be on Jimmy fucking Fallon.
So your dad was coming out guns blazing.
No, yeah, he had a drink going, for sure.
Your dad, because you were going to, that is, oh, your dad just 12-gauge shotgun you to the chest. I've said that before, but that man, that is what that was. It's also hilarious. That's also pretty funny.
It's his favorite weapon. Dude,
that would be a funny thing to play right before you do Jimmy Fallon. It's like the clip of your dad in a Zoom meeting. Oh, right, because you were going to fucking do Jimmy Fallon. It's like, coming up next, Nick Cartwright. And, you know, I mean, you were still trying. You went to L.A. You did a bunch of hot shows. It's like, we were I wasn't going to have a Netflix special a month ago, but I was doing comedy and making people laugh very regularly. Yeah,
I
was
got messages. That said,
we were going out.
Canceled.
We were entertaining people. It was a thing we were doing. The odds were a lot higher than currently. I gotta tell you.
Yeah.
You know, I was still doing the job.
Bro, I was thinking about like how we're gonna do this when things come back, and I don't know how you're supposed to tell like any of our old jokes without being like, hey, what about that 4 months of what the fuck we just went through.
Oh, you're going to have to. If you didn't address it, you would look like the most sociopathic person. You come out, you have to walk over the piles of dead to get on stage. And you're just like, I was at Target the other day. And you're like, what? No one was at Target. We burned down the Target when the militia came to town. You know? The Target's gone. We all became Targets. Like, that's, it's really, I mean, I think, you know, this is the time you're in, you know, trying to be comedic, build a TikTok empire, embrace the darkness, start doing the whatever works, start doing that shit. Podcast.
I've got
that's
some
what
great
doing.
TikTok ideas that are going to be dropped this week.
That's what we're doing. You got to just fucking, that's the plan. Like, you know, evolution, but who survives a nuclear explosion? A cockroach. And that is my entire life. I've embraced that animal. Because that's the animal that lives, buddy. That's the only thing that is leaving. That's the thing. I'm a roach in whatever way. They take stand-up away from me. I don't give a fuck. I will have paid ads on Instagram. I'll do TikTok. I will stab someone in the face for a chance to be a guest on a prominent podcast. You know what I mean? I will survive, goddammit.
You've never looked more insane than having that camera angle and you going, I will stab somebody in the face for another like on TikTok, goddammit.
You're damn straight on me, what? That's the, you should have said, that's the fucking plan, Dad. That's the fucking plan. I'm going to be a cockroach.
You're gonna have TikToks that look like ISIS videos. You're just holding journalists for a hostage. Give me a follow, or he will perish.
If I don't have 40,000 followers in 24 hours, I will kill him and his family.
I love that route.
That is a problem.
I love that route. But you're still dancing, like doing the TikTok dance, but you've got
fucking,
a hostage in front
a
of
a knife right under his thing, like, dit, 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 dit. They always say, like, whatever songs, like, I don't fuck with 12, and they don't fuck with me, and I got the knife under his song. Oh, man.
I don't understand, like, how comedians, because I got a TikTok, and I'm looking through it, and it's just high schoolers dancing, trying to fuck each other, and I don't understand how to navigate the website. Like,
it's
Facebook
weird.
I got. Twitter I got.
Right, it's definitely weird. Yeah, I don't know. You have, what? Your TikTok manager will have to be an 11-year-old girl. You have to call an 11-year-old girl and you'll be like, what should I do? You know, like, that'll be, you have to really, like, tap into their energy.
You're right. Maybe I should just do a baby shark. Maybe I should just fucking put peanut butter on my nipples, play baby shark, do a dance.
You know, we didn't have dignity before the pandemic. We're not going to have dignity after the pandemic. Dignity only holds you back. I've been saying that for a long time. Just throw that shit in the trash. If that's what you got to do,
that's on the podcast crest.
Huh?
That's on the podcast crest. That's going to be on our hand towels. Dignity only holds you down.
I got a tattoo of that across my forehead. And it'll be like sponsored by Domino's or something. That is wild. What's the plan? Hey, Dad, what's your plan on living with Mom for the rest of your life? What's your plan on surviving this marriage, considering you're Zoom calling from another room?
That's true. Yeah, what's your plan?
Yeah, what's your
buddy?
Plan? Because what are we talking, 20, 30, 40 years? Maybe 20 if you keep boozing as hard. How are you going to hold on to marriage? You had to spend 3 weeks together, and you basically
totally
closed yourself off in another room.
What's your plan? A single-bedroom apartment in Burlington? That's about it. You're not even going to get the cat.
How's the couch doing? How's that?
Oh, man. How have your things... Have you had a calm quarantine? Have you had any quarrels?
It hasn't been that bad because I'm just with my brother and my mom, so it just feels like I got transported back into like middle school summer, where I'm just like, let's watch another Netflix episode. And I'm like, fuck yeah, Mom got Doritos, awesome, you know. And it's the same feeling when she goes to the store. You're like, fuck yeah, I'm gonna jerk off. Like, it literally is like I'm emotionally 14 years old again. It literally all of the progress I've made interpersonally, professionally, gone. So I work from the. I work at home during the day in my pajamas, because if you work from home in anything other than pajamas, you're mentally ill. I don't know what's you're completely insane. So I do that, and then afterwards I just eat unholy amounts of snacks, watch TV, and literally I feel like a child, you know?
Dude, I have that same feeling because all I do is like I work, which is basically like what high school was. I'm just like putting in numbers on a computer.
I realize I'm like a digital ditch digger. It's like, this is like, if someone in Silicon Valley has like a good day, has an extra cup of coffee in the morning, they could automate away my job. You know what I mean?
Oh, if somebody took an Adderall somewhere, yeah. they could totally annihilate my
income. You don't know. You don't need to pay people to do it. I just figured that it's an update. I'm an update away from unemployment. That's basically what
it is. Just need an algorithms do stuff. So they just need one of those and I'm done.
For sure. So that's what
algorithm might as well be the name of like a Mexican farmer that just comes in and it just annihilates my position.
Right. It's what it is. Money. The robots are coming.
I'm done. Yeah, dude. And there's infinite of them.
Right. So that's what my quarantine has been, man. It's just pretty much been de-evolving into a middle school state. And it's that's what it is. Just binging a lot of a TV. It is at a point where it's a balance between like, I wish I'd go back to my own life, but also enjoying myself to the point where like when this ends, I'm going to have to like crawl out of a mountain of Dorito bags and be like 400 pounds, like fatter. And then be like, I have to go outside again. I haven't seen the light in years, you know?
It is going to be the hardest thing to be like 3:30 PM at work again and be like, what do you mean I can't go to bed?
Yeah.
What?
I literally will consider bringing coronavirus back into the country to not go back to work. I will literally, I will import bats and I will start my own bat fucking food cart and start serving that up to never go talk to somebody again. Like I would rather be on a ventilator than have to talk to someone from my office again in the break room. Like that shit was beyond. I would take a pay cut, dude.
Yeah.
I would literally. I'm.
I'll just be taking lunch break, just eating bat patties. Just
yeah. I'm like, yeah. Send me home. I told you, dude. Because it's so much. But no one in office even remotely likes each other. And if you do, your life is sad. Like it's just so like the office small talk is like beyond force. It's just like, how was your weekend? You're like, good. Not long enough. You're like, oh yeah. Monday already. It's literally it's like Groundhog's Day. It's the same like hack, four lines. You know
it's gonna be so hard. We're gonna have to go back in there, and they're gonna be like, "It's Sharon's birthday," and you're gonna be like, "You realize I could be watching There Will Be Blood? Like I don't have to be here. I could be at home enjoying myself."
No, it's the most.
No, I have to eat these cupcakes that have way too much icing on them.
Yeah, the job's soul sucking. I don't need to be near anybody. It's like just let me do this at home. And it's a win.
This really did prove, at least at my office, it's like, yo, we could just do this and move on.
Yeah. I think it proved for a lot of offices, like, we don't need to talk to each other at all. Like, we do, like, a little morning meeting. I feel like at a certain point in the morning meeting, it's like, guys, is everyone fine with just literally never talking to each other ever again? Like, listen, if I fuck up, you could tell me. If I'm fired, let me know. But until then, I'll do my thing, and that's it. And then, you know,
if I'm fired, just don't put me on the schedule. And
yeah,
I'll,
that's
I'll
it.
Understand.
Like, it's literally one of those things where it's like, if we need to have a meeting, we'll have a meeting on Zoom, and I'll have it run, but I'll walk away from the computer. And that's what you do.
I like now, the only time I see my coworkers is, like, the Friday night like meeting where we're all getting drunk. It's like a happy hour thing.
Oh,
that's the only
that.
Time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's kind of a fun time.
It's cool for 10 minutes. And then you're like, now that I'm drunk in my apartment, I'd rather just,
that's how I felt at work when they're like, you want to drink at work? And you're like, well, no. When I drink, I like to have fun. You're like, I like to have fun and be around people I actually enjoy. And if I get too drunk, I'm going to tell you what I actually think. And I'll probably lose my job. So if you're drinking, I need to be drinking like coffee and stay focused so I don't fucking let something loose here, you know?
That's why getting stoned at work, everyone like turns their nose at that. That's the best thing to do because it's always made me super paranoid I'm going to get fired.
Which is kind of the energy you need because you probably are.
Yeah.
Because that's why, like, every time I'm stressed about getting fired, it's like, oh, I shouldn't be worried that much. It's like, you probably should. You suck. Have you thought about the fact that you suck? You probably are going to get fired. You should put in another hour to make up for how mediocre you are. You know?
You talk about how much you suck on the internet for free.
Yeah, yeah, so a lot to like 20 people. You loudly proclaim that you hate everyone you work with at nauseam. All the time. If someone Googles your name, a LinkedIn doesn't come up. A clip of you talking very loudly about anal comes up. And that's your life's work. Yeah.
That's the thing you're most proud of.
My greatest achievement is
a clip of me online talking about anal.
I mean, that's kind of, you know, it's been hard times recently. My grandfather passed away, and it sucked. But the worst part of it all is my grandma's like, and he was so proud of you. And I'm like, I really doubt if my grandpa saw my stand-up where I was talking about anal, and I was just like, yeah, it's like making your dick study abroad. You know, like a tear will come down his eye, and it'll just be like, that's my boy right there. And I'm like, you know what? You're all made of weak cum. I think if tears were coming down his face, it would be such sheer disappointment. You know?
Yeah, I had a weird moment because, like, my parents came to see me do stand-up, and it is that weird thing where you want them to be proud, but I'm up there talking about, like, doing drugs and my dick.
Right.
So it's like,
I want to be proud of you talking about how you're someone who they should be objectively not proud of.
Yeah. And then the weird thing is that I have this joke about how I'm uncircumcised, and my mom came up to me after the show, and she was like, hey, Nick, all she had to say was like, no, I'm proud of you, funny thing. All she had to say was like, I'm so sorry about your penis. I was like, that's not what
that's so
I
wild.
Need to hear.
I'm so good. Because here's like, the thing, we're joking around. I think to like find someone funny, you need to be a little detached from them a little bit. You know, because we joke around, it's like, it's like a cry for help, but it's fun. But if your parents see that, they're like, oh, he's doomed. You know, so you joke about their penis, like, oh, I doomed my boy with his weird penis. You know?
That is what they think. Immediately, they're like, because they made that call, you know what I mean? It's not my call.
Right.
I mean, I've had multiple people come up to me and be like, you know, you could do the surgery, but...
Well, I'm uncircumcised. I think it's a great time. I don't even have to wear a condom. I just tie it off with a rubber band and go in there.
But bam, I think we've actually already talked about this on the podcast. That's how great it is. it's worth bringing up twice because it's
right,
fantastic.
That's true. That's how, you know, it's a very intellectual podcast, and I've said that a lot, you know. We've come around the subject of circumcision twice on the pod.
Well, all I know is that again another article has been released that subscribing to Fuck You Dad increases your chances of being COVID-19 free.
It does literally save your life. Those records of people in the hospital and they're on their last breath, and then they put, like, as a last ditch effort, earbuds with the podcast in, and they start breathing regularly again. They actually come back to life because they're about to die, but the podcast is so funny that they're like, I want to keep living to hear how the story ends. And they come back to life and they subscribe.
I don't understand really how we're getting. I mean, we're getting great numbers. Don't
right. Legendary
be fooled,
numbers.
Listeners. Beyond. Unbelievable numbers.
Right.
But there always could be more. And I'm astounded that since we're the cure, that we're not getting more numbers.
Right.
So
you think it would be every press conference, they're like, one thing, stay at home. And while you're staying at home, you should be listening to Fuck You Dad podcast, which is on Spotify and iTunes. You know, I mean, you just think they would do that.
Yeah, I mean, the aliens are real. They're listening to Fuck You Dad.
Yeah, that's what they were on the UFO trying to pick up a signal to Fuck You Dad.
Yeah, that's how they had to go so low because they tried to get a Wi-Fi boost.
Right,
to try
and
to
then
download.
They were like, they came and they're like, I thought you guys were doing a live show. And it's like, we had a pandemic going on. It got fucked up. And they're like, dude, we came all the way from fucking Alpha Centauri.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.